start the first session by recording halachot according to the Ben Ish Chai. The parasha of this week is Parashat Vayera, and Parashat Vayera and Ben Ish Chai speaking about halachot tefillin. I will read first the halacha aleph that Ben Ish Chai, Rabbeinu Rabbi Yosef Chaim, saying the greatness of the person who is putting tefillin every day. And as he says, mitzvah tefillin hamura me'od. The mitzvah tefillin is very, very great. A person who does not put on tefillin because of negligence, he does not care about putting on tefillin, he is called from those poshei Yisrael begufan. The Gemara says, poshei Yisrael begufan, that in their body, they're supposed to do something and they don't do. And I am halek la'olam haba. The rabbi, he did not mention that. He said, the Gemara said something very, very difficult about a person who does not put on tefillin. And also Rav Shesad said, a person who does not put on tefillin is violating 8 mitzvot aseh. Why? Because 4 times it's written in the Pesukim, O v'kshartam le'ot al yadecha v'ayu letotafot ben aynecha. O v'haya lecha le'ot al yadecha u'zikaron ben aynecha. In Parashat Kadesh, there is v'haya lecha le'ot al yadecha u'zikaron ben aynecha. And in Parashat v'haya ki v'yacha, there is v'haya le'ot al yadecha u'totafot ben aynecha. Already there is here 4 mitzvot aseh. Because 2 for mitzvah tefillin shel yad, and 2 for mitzvah tefillin shel rosh. And then u'kshartam le'ot al yadecha, it's written in Parashat Shema. Also, v'ayu letotafot ben aynecha. At the end, in Parashat v'aya im shamora, it's written, u'kshartem otam le'ot al yadchem, v'ayu letotafot ben aynechem. There is 8 mitzvot aseh that the person is fulfilling by putting on tefillin. Otherwise, he is violating all the mitzvot aseh. And also, the tefillin is called ot. Ot means a sign that there is the covenant between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people. That's why it's written, V'haya lecha le'ot al yadecha, or V'haya le'ot al yadecha. This is the sign that we are the people of God. That's why it's so important. And our rabbi said, every Jew must have 2 otot always with him. There are 3 that's called otot, but 2 of them every day he has to have. Like shnei adim, 2 witnesses that a person has to have. The same thing with this otot. What are they? There is nemila, there is the tefillin, and there is Shabbat. Every day of the week, a person has 2. Mila and tefillin. Come Shabbat, we have Mila and the Shabbat. The Shabbat is written ot on it in the Torah. Ot hi beni ubenechem. Therefore, it's enough to have the Shabbat. If we put tefillin on Shabbat, then we are chas v'shalom saying that Shabbat is not sufficient, is not good enough. Therefore, we don't put tefillin, only the Shabbat and the Mila. They are 2 otot. And a person must have in mind when he puts on tefillin, why do we put on tefillin? Tefillin comes to testify that we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He is only one, as it is written in Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And also to remember that there is Hashgahat Hashem, there is providence of God, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu watching over the world, and know that there is Hashgaha because of the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim. As it is written in the Tefillin, the parashiyot that speak about coming out of Mitzrayim. Ki b'chozek yad otzi Hashem etchem Mitzrayim. And therefore, a person must know that all the Tefillin comes to remind us of the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and of Hashgahat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, His providence. And at the same time, he must put the tefillin in the proper place. Where does he put it? As the Torah said, V'haya lecha le'ot al yadecha. It should be on the arm. Where? It's written that should be against the heart. That means in an equal line between the part of the arm to the heart. Where is that? As our rabbi said, על הבשר התפוח שביד. What's the basar atafuah? The muscles that they are sticking out close to the elbow, between the shoulder and the elbow, closer to the elbow. There where he put the tefillin shel yad. As they say, on the arm, it's parallel to the heart. And on the head, in the place that the brain is over there, keneged hamoach. Why? In order to tell us that we should submit our senses, all of them, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means whatever we see, we hear, we smell, we taste, and we feel should be according to the will of God. And with this we shall remember all the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to us, that He has the power to control the world, to do whatever He wants to do with us. After he puts on talet, then he puts on tefillin. First he puts the talet, and then he puts on tefillin. Why? First of all, the tefillin is much higher level than the talet. Because in the tefillin there is words of Torah. There is Azkarot Hashem. There is Kedusha in it. And tefillin is a mitzvah, talet is a mitzvah, but no Kedusha in it like tefillin. And therefore, ma'alin b'kodesh ve'lo moridin. First of all, you put the lower one, and then you go to the higher one. There is another reason, because talit is tadir, mitzvah that comes more often than tefillin. Why? As we said, tefillin is only during the weekdays, but not on Shabbat. But talit, every day of the week, the whole year round. Therefore, tadir v'she'eno tadir, Tadir Kodem. We have a rule. Any mitzvah that comes more often, and there is another mitzvah that doesn't come as often, the mitzvah that comes more often takes precedent before the one that doesn't come often. Therefore, a person should try to put talet first and then tefillin. And Rabbi Yisrael Chaim, in his book of Rabbi Alim, he wrote even teshuvah. If a person by mistake he put the tefillin first and then the talet, according to his opinion, according to Kabbalah, they should take the tefillin off, put the talet, and then the tefillin. Though it's a little bit strange, because according to the Peshat, doesn't have to, but this is the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Chaim, he said according to the Kabbalah. Now, according to the Mekubalim, it's important to put talet and tefillin before he is reading the korbanot. You know that the parts of the tefillat shahrit, there is five parts in it. There is first part what we call korbanot. The second part we call zemirot. The third part we call by one of the two names. Or we call it kriat shema brichotea, or we call it tefillat yotzer. Then there is the Amidah, which is also has the name Shemoneh Asre. We call it Amidah because we're supposed to stand at the time that we say this prayer. Then comes the fifth part of the prayer Shachrit, which is after the Amidah. After the Amidah has again three parts, the Hanunim, and then Ashrei Enu Ba Letzion. Then there is Tefillah LeDavid Tel Kaveh and Kaveh Tel Alenu Shabeah. According to the Mekubalim, we know Arba'a Olamot. There is Olam Ha'ilyon is called Atzilut. Under it there is Olam Beri'ah. Under it there is Yetzirah. Under it Asiyah. Asiyah is over here. This is the world where we act, what we do, the mitzvot. This is Olam Asiyah. When a person is praying, he is going to go climbing up from the lower olam to the highest olam. When he says parashat korbanot, this is parallel to olam ha'asiyah. When he goes to zemirot, this is parallel to olam ha'yetzirah. Then when he comes to yotzer, is olam ha'biriyah. When he comes to the amidah, is in atzilut. Atzilut, that means his prayer is reaching already the highest level in heaven. Then, after the Amidah, he starts climbing down. He comes in the part of Ashrei Tehillim, Tefillah LeDavid. He comes already from Atzilut to Yetzirah, to Beriah. Then from Tefillah LeDavid to Kaveh, he comes to the Yetzirah, and then to the Asiyah. Now, according to the Mekubalim, what Rabbi Yosef Chaim says, a person should try to put the learned Tefillin before the Korbanot. Really, this was supposed to be because they read Shema over there. There is Shema the Korbanot, they call it. What is Kriyat Shema the Korbanot? Really, it's not the reading of Shema. Only we are telling and saying, giving thanks and praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the chance to say the words of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We are telling about the mitzvah of Shema, but still and all, they call it Kriyat Shema the Korbanot. And according to the Kabbalim, since we say Shema, it's proper to have Talet and Tefillin on him before he says the Shema. Matter of fact, I used to do that myself long ago when I was in Eretz Israel. When I came here, I saw something very strange that I didn't like. Because of saying Shema and they want to put the Tefillin before, many times the people put the Tefillin before the time of the Tefillin is supposed to be put on. That means it's still dark, it's not daylight. There is a special time when a person can start putting on Tefillin. And when I saw that, I was a little bit annoyed, and I didn't want people to put it before. Therefore, I stopped putting it before in order to teach the people to delay themselves from putting Tefillin early. This is the reason why I don't do it before the Korbanot. I wait till the time that we come to Hadur Hashem Kerub Shmo, and then I put on Tefillin, in order not to cause people to do something wrong. Of course, Rabbi Yosef Chaim, who was Hasida Kaddisha, he knew exactly the time, he did it on time, he was able to do it before. And anyhow, according to the Mekubalim, they come to the Beit HaKnesset, before they come, they put Talet Tefillin, because they say, according to the Zohar, it's important to put Talet Tefillin before you enter the synagogue. And the Gemara said, any person can call a Kore Kriyat Shema, below Talet Tefillin, Ke'ilu Me'id, I do check. I don't want to say the word Be'atzmo, because really, the Gemara did not mean Be'atzmo, it means I do check about Kadosh Baruch Hu, but they change it, they say Be'atzmo. But he me'id, I do check about Shem Tadim, Mukshatam Le'ot, and he doesn't have it. Therefore, it's considered me'id, I do check, and they tell him not to say Shema without putting on Tefillin. Therefore, Rabbi Yosef Chaim comes and says, even Shema of the Korbanot, you should not say. But really, in Shema of Korbanot, you are not Me'id Adu Cheker, because you don't read the parasha, Mukshartam Le'ot Al Yadecha. Therefore, there is no Adu Cheker. But the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Chaim, according to the Kabbalah, it's better to have the Tefillin before you say Kriyat Shema of the Korbanot. But I have explained myself already why I don't do it over here in this community. Now, the Rabbi Yosef Chaim is stressing that not only because of the reasons that I mentioned before, why we put on Talet before Tefillin, I gave two different reasons. One because Tadir v'she'eno Tadir, Tadir Kodem, and one because Ma'alin v'kodesh v'lo Moridim. He says also, there is Bechinot, according to the Kabbalah, what is the Talet representing and what is the Tefillin. And according to that, should be Talet first, and then the Tefillin. He brings a pasuk, v'ayah ha'atufim le'Lavan, v'akishurim le'Yaakov. What's atufim? Mit'atef b'tzitzit le'Lavan. First atufim, and then v'akishurim, u'kshartam le'ot al yadecha. That's Remez, that is it. there is another thing that is mentioned. Those that they put the tefillin in the bag, the way we do. We put the tefillin in the bag. They should make sure that they put it in such a way, when they come the following morning to take out the tefillin, they should take the tefillin shalyat first, and then shalosh. Because there is a din en ma'abirin ala mitzvot. Once a mitzvah came to your hand, you are not supposed to leave it and do another mitzvah. Right away, the mitzvah ba'a liyadcha al tahmitzena. Once came a mitzvah to your hand, you should not delay it. And therefore, if you will come to take the finishing rosh, you took the finishing rosh already. If you leave it and you take the finishing yad, you are violating this rule that's en ma'abirin ala mitzvah. Mitzvah ba'a liyadcha al tahmitzena. Now we said, if you put the tefillin in the bag, you put first tefillin shel yad inside, and then tefillin shel rosh outside. Eventually, you are coming in the next morning to take tefillin shel rosh out. Therefore, they warn him, put the tefillin shel rosh inside and the tefillin shel yad outside. And especially in Syria, they used to have the bag of the tefillin narrow and long, and therefore they put one tefillin first and then the other one. But here they have tefillin, the bag of the tefillin, different altogether, wide and short, and that they put them one on the right side, one on the left side. Yeah, our rabbis tell us it's important that a person should accustom himself that to put the tefillin shel'yad to the right, the tefillin shel rosh to the left, because since his right hand comes right away to the tefillin, and he takes the one which is on the right first, it will be the tefillin shel yad. Now, as I said, all depends on the custom, what kind of a bag a person has. Because when a person puts the tefillin shel yad, he has to put it when he is sitting down. The tefillin shel rosh, he puts it standing. The question of the beracha of the tefillin shel yad, what does he do it, standing or sitting? Some of the poskim, they say the beracha, Magen Avraham said, he should say the beracha standing and putting it on while he is sitting, the tefillin shel yad. Why? He made a compromise. Beracha, standing, and putting on sitting. And some they say no, he should be sitting also in the beracha. And the rabbis of the Kabbalah, the Kabbalim said, he should sit in both, beracha and putting on the tefillin. In Syria, many of them, they had the custom to sit the beracha standing and putting on the tefillin sitting. We do the way the Kabbalists say. We say the beracha and putting on the tefillin while sitting, the tefillin shel yad. The tefillin shel rosh standing. When he says the beracha, must be very careful. He says, Asher kedeshanu b'misotav v'tzivanu le'aniyach tefillin. First of all, the people are accustomed to say, Asher kedeshanu b'misotav v'tzivanu. It's a wrong sentence, because a person has to divide the beracha into three parts. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam, asher kedeshanu b'mitzvotav. There is a pause. Then, v'tzivanu le'itatef v'tzitzit, or v'tzivanu le'haniyach tefillin. And therefore, v'tzivanu goes with the words le'haniyach tefillin, not with b'mitzvotav, like many people do, because there is no meaning to it. Asher kedeshanu, he sanctified us with his mitzvot, and he commanded us to put on the tefillin. This is b'tzivanu le'haniyach tefillin. Secondly, when he says le'haniyach tefillin, Maran says in Shulchan Aruch that he should pick up the letter ha a little. B'tzivanu le'haniyach tefillin. Why? When you pick it up a little, it becomes the nun soft. But if you say at once, it will be lehaniyah. There is a different meaning between lehaniyah or lehaniyah. Lehaniyah means to leave. Lehaniyah to put on. And therefore, a person must be very careful when he says the word lehaniyah that he shouldn't change the meaning. If he says tzibanu lehaniyah tefillin chas v'shalom, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not leave the tefillin, don't use it. It's not so. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to put on tefillin. As we explained, the reason of the putting on the tefillin in order to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator and he is the only one, and he is watching over the world. As the story of Yitzhak Mitzrayim that sit in tefillin, proving that HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashgiach ala olam, he has the providence of this world. A person must be very careful not to stop between tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. Why? The reason the Gemara that we say Beracha asher kedeshanu mesotah v'tzivanu lehaniyah tefillin on both, on tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. Therefore, when we say lehaniyah tefillin, it's not only for the tefillin shel yad, also for tefillin shel rosh. How can you pause between the beracha and to the tefillin shel rosh? Therefore, a person must be very careful not to stop at all between tefillin shel yad to tefillin shel rosh. He doesn't even answer amen on anything. He doesn't answer kedusha. However, if a person made a mistake and he did speak between tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, he has to say a different beracha on tefillin shel rosh. Asher kedeshanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al mitzvah tefillin. This is the second beracha. Among Ashkenazim, really, they say al mitzvah tefillin all the time. And even in case they talk, they say two berachot. Lehaniyah tefillin al mitzvah tefillin. But we don't. We say only lehaniyah tefillin on both. And in case he spoke, he says al mitzvah tefillin on tefillin shel rosh. This machloket in perush of the Gemara that said, Beracha achat oshete berachot. The way we explain Rishonim, there is machloket, we follow one way, the Ashkenazim follow the other way. Now there is another thing. In case a person by mistake, he did answer amen, he does not say the beracha again. If something of Kedusha he said, he doesn't say beracha on mitzvah tefillin. If he spoke something has nothing to do with Kedusha, then he says beracha on mitzvah tefillin.
He says amen, he doesn't have to say the beracha.
That's right, he doesn't say the beracha again. Or there is another thing. Sometimes, something wrong with the tefillin. It's just the tefillin is big. So he tells Rabbi, he can't understand him. The tefillin is big on me. And if that has something to do with the tefillin itself, then he doesn't say beracha again. The time of the tefillin to put on must be during daylight. And daylight, to have enough light of the day that you can see your friend, a fellow man, that you are, sometimes you see him, not very often, every day you are with him, and not very rarely you see him, you see him a few times every week. And you can recognize him right away with the daylight. This is the time of putting on tefillin. Shir'eh et havero b'rihuk arba amot, distance of 4-8 feet, and you will recognize him. Now, how long is that? Hachamim already, they checked on it. And they gave us already the easy way. Everyone will put the envelope in the hand of each and everyone. They say, I can't recognize. Now, then already Hachamim, they figured it. They say, a person must figure when is dawn time, and 20 minutes after the dawn, definitely he could put on tefillin already. If he, sometimes there is urgent, 20 minutes is too late for him. He has to catch a plane, he has something to do. They give him, okay, take 15 minutes. And if you couldn't even 15 minutes to do it, take 10 minutes. They limit it up to 6 minutes after dawn. If how do you figure dawn? Then you figure you have to know when is sunrise, when is sunset. You can see how many hours from sunrise to sunset. one-tenth of it before sunrise. This is the time of dawn. Not exactly sunset, could be also about 15 minutes after. But the idea is to know one-tenth of the day before Netzach Hamma, before sunrise, this is the time of the dawn. There is many, many kind of figurings and calendars and books that they do over here. We don't follow all that. We follow exactly what they told us, one-tenth of the day. This is Rambam. Originally he said, he put it in different language. He said, Sha'a v'chomesh lefnei ha-Netzach Hamma. Sha'a v'chomesh, that's exactly one-tenth of the day. In Sha'ot Zimaniyot. This is why we say one-tenth of the day before sunrise.
And tzitzit?
When a person takes off the tefillin, of course, there is no berachah.
Tzitzit is the same time, Rabbi?
The what?
Tzitzit.
Yes.
Same exact time?
Same time. Now, if a person took on the tefillin, took off the tefillin, and he has in mind that he's going to put it again, he should not say beracha again. Since he had in mind the time of taking it off, he's going right away to put on again. If a person goes to the bathroom, according to Moran, he's supposed to say beracha again. But there is a mahloket, and we have the rule of safek berachot lehakel, even if it is against Moran. Therefore, a person has to be always clean himself before, not to come into such a stage. Sometimes you can't help it. And therefore, he is not saying beracha again. You know that there are certain mitzvot. A person must have the mitzvah to be his own, to possess the thing that he is doing mitzvah with. For example, lulav, as you know. It's called, what the Torah said, Urkahtem lachem bayam rishon. The Gemara said, what's lachem? She lachem. The etrog has to be yours. You can't have a etrog of somebody else that you make the mitzvah, unless he gives it to you as a gift. That's why they say when people take a etrog of someone else, we assume that everybody gives it to him with this condition that he will be able to do the mitzvah. Mistake it as a gift. Let it be yours now. Later on, he is returning it as a gift also to the owner. This is the learning from the word lachem. Comes tefillin, doesn't have to. You can borrow tefillin from somebody else and put it on even without taking it as a gift. Tefillin, you can borrow and take it. The question is, if I borrow the tefillin,
you don't know that,
and I put it on, with his knowledge, he's giving it to me. It's okay, because he wants you to do the mitzvah. I go to the synagogue, I take the tefillin. I didn't ask him for it. Tefillin belongs to somebody else. If tefillin belongs to the shul, then it belongs to everybody. And it's owned by all of us. A tefillin, private, belongs to someone else. It seems to be improper to take it. Shoel, shelo medaat, gazlana ve'aveh. If a person borrows something without the knowledge of the owner, that's considered like gazlan and the mitzvah ba'avera. But we assume that everybody that has tefillin and he knows his fellow Jew doesn't have tefillin, he wants him to do the mitzvah. Surely he will give it to him as a gift. That means he gives him the right to use it. Doesn't have to be as a gift, even to lend it to him. But some, they say, they are very particular. No, I don't want anybody in this. Yeah, all of a sudden the tefillin is changed, or he's changing it, the size is not the same. He's giving me troubles. There are some people, particularly the rabbi, he'll be Sahih himself, says, I'm one of those people. Then I'm very, very makpid that a person should not take my tefillin. And therefore, a person should not do it unless you know that you know the person, you know that he will let you have it. when a person puts on the tefillin shel yad, it's written in our rules, every mitzvah, kol mitzvot, mevarech alehem over asiyad. Before you do the mitzvah, you have to say the beracha. Then, therefore, the Torah says, "Ukshartam deot alelech." If you are going to put the tefillin, you put the tefillin on, but don't tighten it. Leave it loose a little. Say the beracha. When you come to the end of the beracha, it's on the tefillin, you tighten it, you close it. This is called over la'asiyada. But some people, while the tefillin still at their hand, Baruch Ata Hashem, then they put it on, it's wrong. They say over la'asiyada, but the book said, Velo over the over. But not much before. Over la'asiyada means, okay, a minute before. But you come, you put it already while it is out, you say the beracha. And meantime, you are going to put. That means it becomes already hefsek. Time from taking it from out of that. Ukshartam, the mitzvah is in the kishira. When the kishira, when you close it. Rav Hida said, when you are tightening the tefillin, don't make another rolling before the elbow. That you'll go to the rolling to the elbow. Because of that, people are mistaken. They close it and they go straight here. But this, then there is no kishira. Because like hanging, kishira is after you close it there and then you come here. This is the kishira. But I saw many of the certain people that come from Syria, they go straight here, here. They don't want to put, because Abu Hidal said not to roll made before the elbow. It doesn't mean not to tighten it there, but it means not to make an extra one. Some people, they make after that, they make another one there, and they go. That's absolutely wrong. After he puts on tefillin shel yad, he puts a tefillin shel rosh. Where? When? He makes seven rolling of the ritzua on his arm, and then he leaves it on his hand and puts the tefillin shel rosh. After the tefillin shel rosh, he rolls it over the middle finger three times. In the middle part, the first one, then two on the part close to the knuckle. And he says, Ve'erastich li la'olam, in the first rolling, then Ve'erastich li v'tzedek v'mishpat v'chesed v'rachamim, then Ve'erastich li v'emunah. The word Ve'erastich means, I engaged you. That means, there is, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I come to, he is considered like Hatan, we are like Kalla. Where do we learn that? Na'aseret ha'dibirot. Ve'yotze Moshe et ha'am likrat ha'eloim min ha'mahane ve'yitzevu betachtit ha'har. Moshe Rabbeinu took the people towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Rashi said, Kabiachon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was coming to them, Kehatan Ayotze, Likrat Kalla. That means our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu considered like family life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I am the Hatan, you are the Kalla. And therefore, we say that words Be'erasich Le'olam from the Pasuk in Yerushalayim. Yirmiyah. I said already before that Mekubbalim, they insist on this, that they should go with the tefillin on them before entering the shul. Today it's very difficult to do it, to come in the streets with the tefillin. Some people, what they do? In the shul and the lobby, they put the tefillin out and they enter the shul with the tefillin. According to the Kabbalah, it's important when a person puts the tefillin shel rosh to look at the tefillin shel rosh and look at the sheen, the letter sheen that's on the right and letter sheen which is on the left. I don't know if you realize there is the sheen over there, there is two of them, one with three, one with four. Well, they all ask Rabbi, where's that from? Why one, three, one is four? When we look at the letter in the Torah, how many do we have? Three. Why didn't we put in tefillin? One, three, one, four. Really, if we know there is the shin of, with three, there is shin with four. Well, in the Sefer Torah, every shin is three. In the Luhot, the two Luhot, the shin was four. Why? Because in the Luhot, the letters was, this was the letter. Not the dark, the light, what Hakika. What's Hakika carved in? In order to carve in shin, you have to have four sides. This is the shin. Therefore, they put one shin of the Luhot and one shin of the Sefer Torah. And they say they look at the two shin. They consider every one of the shin like Zion. When there is two shin, three and four, seven Zion. That a person should think about seven worlds, seven heavens, when he looks at it.
But he should look at it while it's on his head?
No.
So that's right.
He looks at it before he puts it on and then puts it on. That's it. If you want to be Hasidah Kaddisha.
Is that I get it on? You're ready tomorrow. You're ready. I'm going to catch up with
the Hasidah. Now. After, according to Rabbi Yosef Haim, after he finishes or putting on tefillin, he hold the strap of the tefillin shorosh, and he should put it under the belt. And according to Rabbi Yosef Haim at Kabbalah, he said the one of the right, he should put it from bottom up. The one of the left, he should put it from up down. I don't know if you know that, what I'm saying. He takes the tefillin, the ritzua, he puts it here, from under, up. And the other one, from up, in. And the second thing with Haim is very particular. So they should not put the tefillin. Many people do that. They put them here in the middle. This is not kavod for the tefillin. Because you put it in the middle, you are putting it against the erva. I said, tefillin, kedoshim. Not to put it in the middle, put it to the side. The ritzua of the right side, more to the right side, and the other one to the left side. This is order to be more particular about the order of putting on tefillin. Now tefillin, there is a machloket between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. What should be the order that you put them in the tefillin shel Rosh? There is Kadishli, Vayaki Vayacha, Shema, Vayam Shamua. This is the opinion of Rashi, the order of the Torah. In the Torah, it's written Kaddishli first, then Vayaki Vayacha, then Shema and Parashat Vayat Hanan, then Vayam Shema and Parashat Akim. Rabbi Natan said, Havayot Be'emtza. The two Vayaya, Vayam Shamua, and Vayaki Vayacha, and Vayam Shamua in the middle. Shema after that, what the Kaddish and the Shema, they are on the side. Now this is big difference between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. What do we do? We want to make sure, because there are many Paskim that say like Rashi. Many Paskim say like Rabbeinu Tam. Majority with Rashi. And therefore, a person that put one tefillin, we tell him, we do like Rashi. Yeah, Rabbim, we follow the Rabbim. But since many say like Rabbeinu Tam, they come and they say it's advisable to do Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. The question is, if you do Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, what do you do it? You read together or you do it separately? Now, first Rashi and then Rabbeinu Tam. Two different opinions. See, Ashkenazim all follow Rashi first and then Rabbeinu Tam. Sephardim, some they do Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam together. Some they do Rashi first and then Rabbeinu Tam. Maran said, better to put it together. If he can't, he do it one at a time. Why does he say better to put together? Because if you will put Rashi first alone, you say Beracha on it. Then you come to say Beracha on Rabbeinu Tam, you can't. And because you said Beracha on the Halakha like Rashi, Therefore, you don't say beracha. Don't say beracha. If you put them together, you are saying the beracha on both of them. But at the same time, when you put Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam together, you have to think which one is right. Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam. If Rashi is right, then Rabbeinu Tam is wrong. How can you put Rabbeinu Tam also? Would be hefsek. Say no, there's no hefsek. Why? Min b'mino and hotzes. Therefore, this is not hefsek. Therefore, you can put together. And this is, that's what Maran prefers, because you said beracha on both of them. That was good at the time that they used to put two tefillin. There is room for two tefillin on the head. Makom yesh barosh, yaniyah alav shenei tefillin. In the place of the tefillin, there is enough room to put two. Same thing with the yad. But that was good. And the time they used to put tefillin very small, because if you put big ones, never there is enough room to put the tefillin. The expert people of the past generations used to have tefillin small, very, very good mehudah. Therefore, there was. Today, the small ones are not as good. The bigger, the better writing. Therefore, we prefer of putting tefillin one at a time. Tefillin shel Rashi alone and shel Rabbeinu Tam. We already became like the Ashkenazim. Originally, our fathers, they used to put them together. But since today we very difficult for us to take best tefillin of the small size, we take the bigger one and we put them one at a time. Because since we can,
and what do you say, one beracha or you say two berachot?
No, no, I said before. Berachot. Once you say beracha on Tamish Rashi, you can't say beracha on Rabbeinu Tam.
Even though there's the hefsek.
Chacham Avadia wrote this big teshuva on it. His opinion, not to put together. I wouldn't very, very strongly against the people who go to get put together. And if they want to put together and they have tefillin small, let them do it. But we do it because the tefillin, our tefillin, are bigger size. Therefore, we can put it together.
So that,
and he brought many, many proofs to say, even according to the Kabbalah, doesn't have to be together. He doesn't prefer together. He prefers more separately. I don't think that is. He wrote even one mekuban that he wrote that he entered the synagogue and he saw somebody who put on two tefillin. He told him, "Why do you put on two tefillin?" He yelled at him. So I saw the rabbi putting on two tefillin. And he yelled at him. And I said, "Why does he yell at him?" And the rabbi that yelled at him was a great mekuban. Why does he yell at him? Must be because he believes it's better to put them separately. I wrote to him a comment to the rabbi and said, "Rabbi, excuse me. I think this is, there is something misunderstanding." When the rabbi came and saw a common man putting on two tefillin, asked him, "Why do you ever have put?" I said, "The rabbi put two, I put two. But the rabbi put two, one Rashi and one Rabbeinu Tam. But this man put two Rashi. That is definitely as wrong. That's not a sifu. Do you understand? This is the difference. Anyhow."
But how do you, but when they're saying the one beracha,
yeah,
and then they pray, and then they put on the you know, they put on the Rabbeinu Tam, there's no hefsek? I mean, they don't consider it hefsek, or you don't need
no, a beracha? No, berachot ena ma'akibot. See. Suppose you put the tefillin without beracha. Did you do the mitzvah or not?
Yeah.
Berachot ena ma'akibot. Beracha is a different mitzvah.
So there's something.
But since we did beracha on the tefillin shel Rashi, but the halacha is like Rashi says, the majority agree with Rashi. Therefore, with it, what we do is just to make the mitzvah of tefillin according to Rabbeinu Tam. It doesn't matter if we don't say the beracha.
But you have to say Shema, right?
Huh?
You have to say Shema in Kaddish.
That's right. Really, the book said to say Shema, only Kriyat Shema. I personally say also Kaddishli, because since the idea of why do we say Kaddishli, because in the tefillin there is four parshiyot. Kaddishi ve'akivacha shema v'yam shamoa. That's why Kaddishi is not in the prayer. We say it before in order to say the two parashiyot, Kaddishi ve'akivacha, and then we are reading shema v'yam shamoa. Then we cover all the four parashiyot. Since in Rashi you are doing four parashiyot, when you put Rabbeinu Tam also, common sense tells us to do also Kaddishi and shema. Though most, the majority of the people, when they put on to finish Rabbeinu Tam, they don't say Kaddishi ve'akivacha. My way was, since I'm young, I said, what do I lose? Since I do it in Rashi, I do it in Rabbeinu Tam. But then I found out that also Hatam Sofer said that he was accustomed to do the same thing, to say Kaddishi ve'akivacha and Shema ve'am Shema on Rabbeinu Tam. I did it on my own, and then I found that a great Gaon already, he was doing the same thing. Of course, there are some of the Mekubalim, they put on Tefillin, not only in Shachrit, but also in Mincha. And therefore, in the morning they put two, Tefillin Shel Rashi Shemoneh Tam. In the evening they put one. About what? But one was large. There is a book called Shimusha Rabbah that he said,